I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Today, Vice President Joe Biden continued to try to warm up the sometimes chilly U.S. relations with China. Biden is on a four-day visit there. Part of his mission is to offer some optimism about the U.S. economy. Today, Biden reassured Chinese leaders that the U.S. will honor its debts and that Chinese investments in U.S. treasuries are safe. The World's Mary Kay Magstead reports from Beijing.
Joe Biden's affable manner seems to be connecting with the Chinese. Online, where bloggers have been buzzing about how he had lunch in a noodle shop, and in the halls of power, where both President Hu Jintao and Premier Wen Jiabao welcomed him today. Wen said, "I see we were born in the same year." Biden looked around at the opulent meeting room and joked off mic.
"Now I know why, even though we were born in the same year, you look so much younger."
Biden even managed to make the usually poker-faced Hu Jintao crack a smile. But Biden also had a serious message to deliver.
"To get straight to the point, Mr. President, President Obama asked me to come to Beijing to meet with you and others to reaffirm our absolute total commitment to a strong and enduring positive relationship with China."
Who said Biden's visit will help build that relationship? Biden is spending much of the four-day visit with China's Vice President Xi Jinping, who's expected in the course of the next 18 months to succeed Hu as president and Communist Party chief. She told Biden, "We shoulder ever more important common responsibilities." He said people in China, the U.S., and around the world want to see more U.S.-China cooperation. Biden said he hopes that includes more Chinese investment in the United States.
"President Obama and I, we welcome, encourage, and see nothing but positive benefits flowing from direct investment in the United States and Chinese businesses and Chinese entities. It means jobs. It means American jobs."
Xi Jinping said China is confident in the United States as a place to invest. That's a departure from what's been said recently in state-run media and by other Chinese leaders. Jim McGregor, a Beijing-based business consultant, says the other statements were for a domestic audience. This was for an international one.
"Part of that might be his personality. Let's hope that we have a new Chinese leader coming in who's looking to be more cooperative than confrontational. But he also knows the world's watching, so it's time to tell the world markets, we're going to get along with each other and make this work."
The last couple of years have been a little rocky on that count, with charges against China of protectionism, piracy, and cyber espionage, and concerns about China's growing military might and aggressive rhetoric. A different kind of aggression came out last night in what was supposed to be a round of basketball diplomacy.
I think a few elbows were thrown, and that started the brawl.
Sarah Burton was at the game. The People's Liberation Army team, Ba Yi, is known for being aggressive, and Burton says it was, with the Georgetown University Hoyas.
A player from the Hoyas team was on the ground, and one of the people from the Chinese team tried to stomp him with his heel, and that's when the bench is completely empty. Like, after they saw that, that was it. Chairs were thrown, signage was thrown, and it got violent.
White-gloved Chinese security stood by and did nothing. Eventually, the Georgetown team left, with Chinese fans throwing trash and full water bottles at the team members. The game was indefinitely suspended. Not exactly auspicious in the middle of a high-level visit meant to build the kind of U.S.-China cooperation both sides need in the middle of a global economic crisis. But the Chinese censors kept the story out of the local media, and instead, Chinese Central Television led today with 15 minutes on Biden's visit. The two men seem to be hitting it off. It just may help smooth a frayed China-U.S. relationship, at least enough for each side to be able to use the other to weather this latest economic storm. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing.
You can see just how challenging the China-U.S. relationship can be, at least on the basketball court. We posted the video of that brawl Mary Kay mentioned at theworld.org.